Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
President Trump tells the Wall Street Journal that the agreement with Iran will be signed electronically by himself or Vice President Vance. The president is saying this would be a major step toward ending the nearly four-month conflict. With us from the Wall Street Journal, Terrell Wright. Terrell, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Do I have this right? The president says Iran has agreed to never having nuclear capability, but the only thing Iran has agreed to at this point is to negotiate for 60 days. So this is just a deal to try to make a deal, isn't it?
Bob, good morning. That's exactly right. You know, it's not entirely sure if Iran has agreed directly to end nuclear sort of capabilities. But what the deal does establish is a 60-day period to negotiate potentially an end to its nuclear program. And in exchange, Iran says it will lift sanctions, or the U.S. would lift sanctions, and have access to billions of dollars of frozen assets.
The Obama deal with Iran took 20 months to work out, mainly because verification safeguards had to be put in place, because nobody believes you can really trust Iran. So that is very, very important. How do they expect all of this to be worked out in 60 days? Doesn't that seem unlikely?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Obama deal took, I believe, nearly 2 years. And this agreement is just a ceasefire runway of sort, not necessarily a final deal. So this is a 60-day window where they expect to continue talks. It's not expected or maybe even likely that this would all be solved within that 60-day period. But what the president is likely hoping for is that this will stabilize global energy markets and the economy and kind of allow for longer extended talks to take place. But this is going to be an incredibly technical and extensive, and it's not going to be simple. I mean, once again, the Obama nuclear deal took nearly 2 years. So, this is the start of the beginning of what could be the end, but absolutely not the end at all.
There's some conflicting reports about the Strait. The president says the Strait of Hormuz will be open and free. The word from Iran is not that, and it leaves many to speculate that they're still going to have tolls. And meanwhile, we're getting reports that even if it's open and free, it will likely take months before energy companies can resume operations to the point of meeting the world's demand. So that means don't expect gas prices to go down anytime soon. Is that right?
Yeah, so that's exactly right. A formal signing is expected on Friday. So we still have, roughly 4 days in between the deal being, signed and on paper. Like you said, this has, a fifth of the world's oil and natural gas passed between the Strait of Hormuz before the war. And that has been impacted significantly, in part because of, obviously, the blockade. But there's also mines that Iran says that it has laid on the Strait of Hormuz, and that is going to have to be removed as well. And the U.S. Navy also has a blockade on Iran that they say they will remove. But all these things take time, and it's not something that's going to happen immediately, even if there is a desire or wish. This is going to take days, potentially weeks. And specifically when it comes to energy prices, we're not going to see the global supply chain for natural gas and petroleum restored immediately at all. It's going to take months.
Mm-hmm.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
And the speculation, debate will go on about the United States. Are we in a better position with Iran than before this war started? And I guess the goal of the administration is to get us in a better position than the one we were in.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, President Trump was very skeptical of the Iran nuclear deal. It's something that he's always kind of had an issue with since his first term. So, you know, his withdrawal of this was not really too much of a surprise. What kind of more of a surprise was the joint attacks with Israel earlier in February, which started this conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, you know, the White House, and our reporting kind of shows the White House was rather confident after the Venezuela strikes. And, the Venezuela strikes were very brief, and it took place. You know, they installed new leadership, Maduro's number two. And things in Venezuela, you know, from, I guess, the American point of view, seem to be fine. But Iran and the Middle East are much different. And the anticipations that the president might have had for a quick sort of seizing of Iran's nuclear capabilities and decapitation of its leadership have not really come to fruition. So President Trump has grown rather tired of this war. He's not really enthused about it. He wants to move on. He was at the UFC event last night for his birthday. He was at the Knicks game last week. He clearly wants to move on from this because it is not having the results maybe that some of the more ambitious people in his party or in his camp wanted to endeavor this adventure in the Middle East might have hoped for.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing, we don't know anything definitive about frozen assets and how much money United States will open up to Iran in this deal. Have your sources told you anything about that?
So we're not entirely sure about the exact dollar figures. But one thing is for sure is that, you know, if Iran is allowed to have, you know, sanctions are cleared for the country, I mean, it will be a serious win for the leadership in the nation. I mean, Iran has been under U.S. sanctions for decades. Mm-hmm. And if the Trump administration decides to lift it and also allow them to participate in the global economy, it could really be seen as a large win for the Iranians and the current leadership in the nation.
Yeah, the talk is lift those sanctions in return for Iran sticking to whatever deal is worked out. A lot more to come on this. Wall Street Journal's Terrell Wright. Thank you. Appreciate the update.
Take care.
You too.